Hi, we're here. We're just getting a good shot.
That's great.
Okay.
I guess Kevin says it's great.
You got this, Mike.
All right,
talk to the people.
I'm here. I can't even see if you can see, but now I can see. I'm looking through the Google VR experience. I don't know if you guys know what this is. But this is the new free. You see right there, it says free. We're going to give you free Google VR glasses. Now, unfortunately, I'm not actually viewing a program right now because we only have one smartphone in the room. Because Kevin decided he still wants to use old-fashioned phones.
Sorry.
I have to broadcast off mine. But anyway, I have seen the demo of this. If you want to get your own pair, these are free VR Googles. freevrgoggles.com freevrgoggles.com And I'm going to tell you, you put your smartphone, you slide it in, and there's a bunch of different programs. You have to download an app. It's called Cardboard. And there's tons of different apps. So what it is, people, it is really virtual reality. I demoed this, and I use it at home on my own smartphone. And you actually feel like you're in the room. And the only thing awkward about it is the fact that you have to hold it like a moron. And it doesn't come to your head. And of course that it's made of cardboard and you're smart. It's kind of awkward. But I got to tell you, the experience itself is pretty freaking cool. So hopefully next time I'll get an actual smartphone. And what I was going to do is like put the phone right. See, if you want to see what's in there. I don't know if you can see, but it's probably... You know, it's weird. You can't really tell, but you, if you look in there, it's, you know, kind of weird. You see two screens and all that. I was actually going to give you a demo of what we would see, but we'll try that next time. But anyway, here it is. Oh, by the way, it does actually, I forgot, it does actually come with a little rubber band.
Okay.
Put it around your head.
That's great. So that can, like, snap in the back of your head.
Yeah, ridiculous. But anyway, so this is the Google VR. This is the future. This is what we're experiencing. This is what we're headed towards, right? They're giving it away for free because they want you to get used to it. So get used to it. Virtual reality is coming, and of course it's coming from Google. Free! Give me these things. I think I'll do the whole show with those on. All right, we are here.
Okay,
can you see me? Can you hear me? We should leave that mic on. No, we don't need it.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, people. Kevin, let's rock and roll.
What's good, everybody? You're tuned back into the Red Pill. I'm Kevin Sabo of KevRock Entertainment, here with Joseph Peterson, truthisscary.com. Let's get back at it.
Let's get back at it, Kevin. Today,
yeah, I've
September
been waiting for
23rd. 2015, the vernal equinox, meaning it changes from summer to fall. It happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
On or around this day. I mean, it's nothing unusual event. Although this year, supposedly, the equinox comes right at the end of what is called the Shemitah. The Shemitah is a certain astrological progression that happens every 7 years, which coincidentally happens to cause an economic collapse and turmoil. And this Shemitah happens to be even more special because of the blood moons that comes with it. And apparently at the end of this astrological cycle that includes the moons, things like World War II have happened and made, like, this formation of the State of Israel. So what they're saying is, throughout history, there is this astrotheological phenomenon that happens because the planet moves through space. And as it moves through space and different, constellations come into view and different alignment of the stars, certain things happen on Earth. As above, so below.
Right.
So they've mapped these. They know it. Now, whether they've actually engineered these different changes or not to coincide with these astrological events, I don't know whether what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Do the people that control the world actually make the events happen to coincide with the astrological events, or do the astrological events have some kind of effect on the Earth? Who knows? Mm-hmm. But apparently right now what we're in, it's kind of like the 2012 thing, you know what I mean? That was the changing of the age, okay? And it is known that the Earth goes through different ages. And that was a changing of the age from the age of Pisces. So this here is another one. something major is supposed to happen. Like they say, at the end of this cycle, this is not a normal Shemitah, which is like the last one happened 7 years ago when the collapse happened, and then 7 years before that, it seems to go with economics. And if you look at the economics now, they're pretty shitty. And I would say pretty soon we are due for an economic collapse.
Yeah.
But if you look at this Shemitah, I forgot what they call it. It's a special one because it has, you know, it's the big one. It happens every like 60 years. Like I said, World War II, they said the formation of the State of Israel happened at the end of this cycle. So major events have been known to happen at the end of this astrological cycle. So here we are in the middle of one. The Shemitah ended on the 15th. Here we are at the 23rd, which is the vernal equinox. And then we on the 28th, we have the fourth and final blood moon in the series of blood moons that we've had. I don't know if you've been following astrology over the past 2 years, but we've had four blood moons. And
I saw the blood moons, yeah.
Yeah, they come at certain times, and you know, there's certain prophecies. Now, what they're saying, it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse. There's many different interpretations of that different prophecy. You know, there is a prophecy that says after the blood moons is, but what the ones that everybody's focusing on, it is heralding the arrival of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So pretty much that's, you know, what your religious conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, I was going to say those are the ones that seem to jump all over this.
So, you know, there's a lot of people who follow scientifics, astrology, and religion to get to these conclusions. But let's just look at, you know, and what about science? You know, what does science say is going on? Mm-hmm. During this time, you know, we're talking about astrotheologically and stuff like that, you know, the vernal equinox, the shifting of the stars. But what does science say? Science has denied any real difference in this equinox than any other equinox.
Yeah.
You know, really, NASA's come out and totally denied that anything is going to happen, any kind of asteroid or anything hit the Earth, you know, totally denied, even though there's people out there says, no, they've confirmed it. I haven't seen anything on NASA that says I've confirmed, you know, we've confirmed that an asteroid is coming.
Yeah.
They say they've discovered them, this, that, and the other thing. So, I mean, we've heard a bunch of things, right? But there are everybody, right, all the conspiracy websites and all the alternative websites had their own theory about what's going to happen between September 23rd and the 28th, right? That's what you hear.
Yeah.
Something major is going to happen between September 23rd and 28th. Okay, so here we are. It's September 23rd. What do we know is going on today? We know the Pope is in Washington right now for a huge visit, historic visit to the U.S. And we know all about this Pope. He's nothing but a New World Order shill. He is of the Jesuit order. And if you know about the Jesuits, they are ordered to protect the Vatican, Jesus. You know, they are the Vatican and the Catholic Church has a hierarchy. And the Pope obviously is at the top, but there are protectors of the Pope, protectors of quote unquote throne. So the Knights of Malta are number one. They're the top dogs. It's like mafia. It's set up similar to the mafia. Mm-hmm. But number two are the Jesuits. The Knights of Malta are so secret, you don't even know if they're around anymore. Have you ever seen the Maltese cross?
I'm not sure if I have.
The Maltese cross is the one that looks like the German cross.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you see where they get the Knights of Malta, and they were protectors of the Catholic Church. The Jesuits are right below them. They're one of the highest orders of the Catholic Church. And this guy's a Jesuit going out there. You know, they're known to be the ones who, like, kind of control everything. He's going out there with this new message, you know, of love, peace, shattering all the rules of the Catholic Church. Yeah. Of course he is.
That's why people are falling into it.
Yeah, his job is really pretty much to bring down the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. It has to happen. Religion has to go if this new world order is going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got the Pope on his historic visit to the U.S. The U.N. is meeting next week. So you got the U.N. all together. You got the Pope. He's going to go talk to the U.N. You got all that going on right now between September 23rd and September 28th. That's just what's happening on here. You have the CERN, the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, supposedly firing up today, right? Or they might have already done it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 23rd, today. They're firing up one of the biggest collisions they've ever done today on the 23rd. So... And you know about that thing. That thing is giant electromagnetic that just could fuck with the fiber of the universe. Ever since they opened it, they've been worried about that. And They've just been getting stronger and, you know, just trying to go more and more and more. They already claimed to have found the God particle. What more do you want? Well, now they're trying to see how far they can go. So they're supposed to fire that up today for the largest collision ever. So you got that going on. You got the blood moons coming on the 28th. You got the Pope visit. Now let's look at what's happening over in Syria. Have you heard about all that? Refugees.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got this refugee crisis, okay? And Russia is now sending in firepower into Syria.
Right.
And the U.S. is sending firepower into Syria. Now, if you go by the biblical and you go by different prophecies, they always said that World War III would start in a small country in the Middle East. Okay? That's where they said it would start. That's what the prophecy claimed, okay? So everybody thought it'd be Israel. Well, guess what? Syria is a small country in the Middle East, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've always said it would be Syria. And you can ask anybody who talked to me 3-4 years ago, where was World War III going to start? I said Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I knew. Small country in the Middle East. And I talked to some Muslims who told me anyway. But I'm serious. I asked a couple Muslims. I said, where do you think it's going to start? Oh, they said Syria, for sure. Sure. Yeah. See, all of them said Syria. I said, okay, it must be Syria. I don't know. They must fucking know they're going to start it. And they are. Right?
Yeah.
Now, how did I know this 2 or 3 years ago? I didn't fucking know, but that's what I asked them. Where's World War III? They said Syria. I said, well, how do you know? Because we're going to start it.
Jesus, okay.
Don't ask me how I know these guys.
Case closed.
But okay, fine. So here it is 3 years later, and in Syria, it looks like World War III is going to start, and the Muslims are going to start it, even indirectly. They're not going to fire the first shot, but they're going to be the cause of it. They're all going in there because of the Muslims and ISIS. And
yeah.
So indirectly, they're going to be the cause of it. So fine. So we got that going on. World War III is a major event. I said last time after this Shemitah and all this, Israel got formed. So who knows? You got World War III going on. You got the blood moons. You got all these different things. CERN firing up. You got a ton of different things that look like they could be the perfect storm.
I was just about
for
to say,
a giant event, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Or just one of the few.
Yeah. You know, whatever. It just looks like it. And the economic collapse, you know, the way the economy is now. So you got economic collapse. You got World War III. The same things that have been pending, but they're much closer than they used to be.
Yeah.
And then you got the CERN thing, you know, the whole natural disaster thing with the that could happen. Mm-hmm. And then the little events with the Pope and the UN and all these different kind of things, coincidences. And then, of course, you got the other conspiracy theorists who show you the movies, right?
Yeah.
How many times has 923 shown up to be a giant asteroid hitting the Earth?
Yeah.
And some of them are cool. I mean, they're like obvious. And mm-hmm. those are the ones you got to look at.
Right.
But some of them are a real stretch. Yeah. You know, the 3 times 3 = 9 plus, you know, subtract. They come up with these fucking formulas to get to the number.
Yeah.
I mean, like me, I looked at the Matrix, and when I saw Neo's passport said 9/11/2001,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty blatant.
Extremely. Yeah.
I didn't have to add any fucking numbers and subtract.
No, it wasn't a fucking equation.
Some stupid formula. 9/11/2001. Okay. That's pretty blatant. There's a clue. And the same thing with The Simpsons. You put the thing out in front of me, and it says 9/11. Then okay.
Yeah.
That might have been a sign.
Yeah, and the towers were on the comic
book. Yes.
I think the 9/11 might have been like a price or something, yeah. but the towers were right there. Yeah.
And the lone gunman, you look at the
yes, that was
okay,
the one.
You're going to give me some blatant clues. But I don't want to have to do math to figure this shit out because I don't think that's how they do it.
No, because in the past you haven't had to. I mean, that was unbelievable. That was really unbelievable. And I've shown folks and friends and people that, you know, weren't 100% sold on 9/11. Just take a look at this X-Files episode. Like, how does it get any more blatant than the plot of the event in a fucking TV show? Yeah. And it was that year, a couple months earlier.
And they're
that
all
was crazy.
On Fox.
Yeah.
If you notice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there it's happened in other movies. It has happened in other fucking movies. So, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. The thing with CERN is the thing that concerns me the most.
Me too.
World War III, the fuck do I, you know what I mean? What am I going to be able to do about that? I knew that was coming. It was in the plan. I've seen their fucking plan. World War III is there. They even said how they were going to start it, and how they're going to start it is how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Destabilize the Middle East. You know, if anybody does a research and read, they've written this shit out. This has been a plan. So I knew World War III was coming. Economic collapses, I've already lived through fucking two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was one in the 70s. There was one just fucking, what, 8 years ago that I lived through and got lost my job and was on unemployment and all that shit. So look, okay, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wars, economic collapse, that shit happens. It's happened many years. I've lived through it before. My family has lived through it before. The humanity has lived through that shit before. Mm-hmm. But have they ever lived through a freaking electromagnet that could rip through the fiber of time?
And that, when, what is it? What exactly is it again? Just refresh my memory. They're trying to do with that, like break into another dimension or
something? Yeah, parallel universes. Parallel stuff universes. Like that. What, you know, so here's my theory. What they're claiming, the latest thing I saw was, if they fire this up, it could fuck with the fabric, our electromagnetic, you know, atmosphere there that really holds the planet together.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly draw this, some sort of asteroid that is close anyway, but it's not going to hit the Earth. Possibly draw it off course to come closer to the Earth and hit it.
Okay.
That's the latest theory that they're worried about. Like I said, we're here on the September 23rd. They could have already fired up the CERN machine because, remember, European time is different. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or it could be not till tomorrow. I don't know what time difference is wherever it is in fucking Switzerland. They have that thing.
Yeah.
But they're firing it up on the 23rd at whatever time. They'll probably pick the perfect time when the equinox exactly fucking turns. You know, whatever. They know that shit. I don't. So whatever they're doing on the 23rd, we can't stop it. So that, to me, is my biggest concern of what could happen. Because the whole blood moon thing says you might even be able to see two moons in the sky at once. And they're saying it's an eclipse. So I've always, the theory always with Planet X has been that it only comes around every certain amount of years because it's on some kind of elliptical orbit.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing would be, what if that is what they're trying to do with CERN? But it's not to bring a fucking asteroid closer to Earth. It's to bring them.
Mm-hmm.
The Planet X, which I believe actually, what I've heard, is not actually a planet, but it's actually a spaceship, to be able to come through our atmosphere to welcome them in. And the funny thing is, like you said, they predict this shit all the time, right?
Yeah.
They do predictive programming. So I don't know if anybody out there has ever seen the very obscure TV show that aired in 2010. It was called The Event.
I actually haven't heard of it.
NBC. Okay? You know, I heard of it. I have it on DVD.
Is it good?
Oh, it's very good. Very telling. Okay. So the event starts out with a plane disappearing from the sky. Unknown. They don't know where it went. All of a sudden, the plane just disappeared off the radar. Sound familiar? Has that happened?
Yeah, that happened, what, last year?
Yeah. And it showed up in another part of the country. Another part of the world crashed. Sound familiar? But not the same day, a few days later.
Right.
So that's part of the mystery, okay? And part of it is this kid is on this plane. So come to find out what, anyway, the plot of the story is. There have been these other, many, many years ago in the 40s, when Roswell crashed, that actually they did find survivors. And they've been keeping them prisoner up in the Antarctic for years and years. And they found out about these people that they were just like humans. Except they didn't age, and their DNA was just slightly off by one chromosome. But otherwise, they were completely like humans, except they were more advanced than us, more smarter than us, and didn't age. But otherwise, you couldn't tell the fucking difference between them. President, who happened to be black in this, Blair Underwood, was who played the president, decided to free them and let them loose, unknowing what their intentions were. And part of the subplot was, what the president knew was that when they had crashed in the 40s, some of them got captured, but many of them got away and were living amongst society for all these years. And what they were doing was building a machine.
Oh, no.
Now, some of them have gotten jobs. Now, listen to this. Some of them had gotten, since the 40s now, had since they had crashed, and they're immortal now. They remember, they don't age. Some of them have gotten jobs as scientists working in the nuclear
holy field. Shit.
So they had been taking materials all these years and working within the system. One of them was actually working in the as a president. One of them ended up being the president's wife. Wow. So, I mean, they had already infiltrated society, okay, basically what you're telling, even though they had some of them locked up in the Antarctic, basically. There's a real metaphor up there in the Antarctic, and the black president decided to free them. And the rumor has always been that they're, you know, they locked, there's a secret, you know, second Earth within the Antarctic, but it's locked up and it has to be opened up. Okay, so they have been building this machine since the 40s into this present time. And the purpose of the machine was to create an electromagnetic field strong enough to bring their home planet closer to the Earth.
Okay. So they... All right, okay.
So I'm like, oh, I've heard this before.
Yeah.
I've seen it. So the last scene of the movie, the last episode of the movie, of the show, of course, it didn't last. It's one of those shows that they throw on for a year or two,
mm-hmm.
and they give you a lot of info. Like the most recent one, I think, was called Revolution.
Yeah, I've heard
2 year series. Boom. But they threw a ton of information about out there, and then they pulled it, and then there was another one called Invasion, which was great. I have all these on DVD. I collect these little obscure series.
Yeah,
so this was one of them, and the final episode of the series is where they fire up the machine, which happens to be a big circle. Matter of fact,
yeah,
looks just like that.
Oh man!
And guess what happened?
What?
The earth starts to shake. The sky turns red. Two moons appear in the sky. The second one comes through. Here's the planet, the new planet, the other planet. They built the machine that would bring the planet in closer.
Well, you know what? And
this they showed on TV.
Well, I don't know if you'd agree with this.
And Blair Underwood was the president.
I don't know if you'd agree with this, but I would welcome that as opposed to creating a black hole or screwing with the universe and the other side effects. I heard that the scientists were urging them not to do it for these reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all about that stuff, the extraterrestrials. And
everything, I know they've been. I know we're part of an extraterrestrial race.
Yeah.
I know it. Whether we're complete or whether we're just a created being, I know we've been under extraterrestrial influence.
So to pull into that planet, forever. That would just serve my curiosity.
Right.
I would love to
see that. I'd rather see them be doing that. But isn't that amazing how, remember, we posted that article that said they could be pulling the asteroid closer?
Yeah.
Well, and then I thought of that event and I watched it again. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And this is, you know, it's like, okay, so they did already show you this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing with the plane disappearing was because they had tested the thing.
Yeah.
They had tested the thing. And I bet if you looked at the same day that plane disappeared, if they were testing CERN, matter of fact, they were.
Mm-hmm.
There were some theorists who said CERN had something to do with it. So in this show, that was part of the subplot, that the plane had disappeared. That's how they open up the series. The plane disappeared out of the sky and reappeared in another part of the country. And it was Malaysia.
Wow.
So, I mean, they do this shit. You just got to be well aware. And thank God I am. But, yeah, so the event. And dude, I tried to find it on YouTube. You cannot find it. You cannot stream it anywhere. Netflix, you have to order it on DVD. You may be able to find it streaming and pay for it, but you can't get it for free. I have it on DVD. Very interesting series. Very, very, very interesting theories. How they've been living among us for years. Oh, they've been doing it. I don't know if you ever saw that. Oh, V was an awesome fucking TV series. V was great. It told you everything, even up down to the fact that they were reptilians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so my theory is, okay, this Antichrist, okay, that everybody's talking about is actually going to be an extraterrestrial. It has to be. Or a hybrid of some sort. Because if Christ was a hybrid, then the Antichrist has to be hybrid or some sort of extraterrestrial.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, look, I don't know what's going to happen. We're sitting here and nothing has happened, right? It's a beautiful day. Matter of fact, though, I don't know if you looked in the sky the last 2 days.
I have.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Garbage fucking skies. Some of the worst chemtrailing
I've ever. I was just thinking that. I was going to text you in the last couple of days.
Oh, so I almost got on Periscope, but I just didn't have it in me because I was so angry.
Yeah.
Because I drove and I was driving around. All I could see, and I woke up in the fucking morning, the sky was already milky white.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck are they doing? What are they planning for? Because, I mean, that was heavy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That was heavy all day.
I was thinking the same exact
thing. For two fucking days, like heavy spraying. And I'm like, what the fuck are they planning for? And now today, here's the big day, right? Completely clear, not a fucking spray in the sky, right?
Yeah.
Look up there, nothing. Now, they may start later, who knows? But my God, the last 2 days were just disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Blatant. And I'm looking around at the people, and I saw some cloud formations that because they mixed it with the normal clouds, and it just, ugh. I said, how do these fucking people not notice these garbage skies? I mean, it looked terrible.
Yeah, well, I figure they probably think, I forgot the names of the different kinds of clouds when they like spread out, and they probably just think, oh, that's that type of
cumulus.
Like, yeah, you know, like, that's that different type of cloud that takes up the whole fucking sky and doesn't look correct at all.
Right.
It looks nothing like a regular cloud. It's that nothing. Genre of cloud.
Yeah, that new genre they call the chem cloud. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, so I don't know what the fuck. I do. Look, I'm aware. I watch these shit. And I've noticed the birds and shit have been a little wacky lately, too. Yeah. So who knows? You know, everybody gets up in arms and you know, they call me crazy. Oh, you're one of those crazy people. I don't think the world is going to fucking end anytime.
No.
I think the world is going to change and it's going to continue to change and it's going to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time that we are in. Any idiot who knows history knows that this has happened to this planet before.
Mm-hmm.
So lucky us. We just happened to be alive during this time. What, you think it couldn't happen during your fucking lifetime? You're privileged?
Most people think that.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen during my lifetime. Well, guess what it is?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to die in a few, you know, a couple of years or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you're expecting to be here for the next 20 or 30 years, you better expect to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Or die. Bottom line. I mean, you can just tell.
Pretty much.
But it's happened before. It is that. Look through the history books. The earth has shifted. The earth has destroyed itself. Civilizations have crumbled. Empires have fallen. It just happens. And then if you're there caught in it, then that's your time to be there, you know?
Yeah.
The people who died the generations before us got lucky and didn't have to deal with it. But we are having to deal with one of those major shifts that happens. It happens. The Roman Empire crumbled. Do you know what I mean? Even at the beginning of this generation was a major shift with the wars.
Mm-hmm.
Those are major shifts in society and in culture. So, you know, people don't realize it, but a world war is going to shift this world.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mother was a part of World War II. So, I mean, she lived through it. It happens. People live. Now, it depends on if they stack more shit on top of a world war. And a world war now does not mean what a world war meant 60 or 70 years
exactly,
ago.
Exactly, yeah.
Different technology. You can have a fucking drone flying over your head, right? You know, who knows? Robots. Who the fuck knows what World War III is going to be? But they're gearing up for it. And now Russia is real serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's something people got to look at. Now, I'm not even saying believe in ISIS and buy into all that.
No,
just believe that Russia is over there and U.S. is over there. And in some way, they're going to clash by accident in a false flag incident.
Oh, shit. It doesn't
That's
sound
how
like
they start
mix.
Wars.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. Accidental. They didn't mean to shoot at each other, but they did. They, you know.
I'm just saying, you got all these countries mixing.
It's a perfect fucking.
It's not a fucking good mix at all,
no.
Just to begin with.
It's this typical formula. It's okay. We've had world wars before. Yes, this could be a real bad one.
Yeah.
But it's the other shit that could go along with it.
Right.
That you got to watch out for. You know, economic collapse. We've had the depression here before.
Mm-hmm.
You live through it. You learn how to fucking deal with it. Some people are going to die. The survival of the fittest. Tough.
Yeah.
Now, this thing with the CERN or whatever natural disasters are coming, this adds a fucking wild card to it.
Right.
Because the weather has really been crazy for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
especially in the middle of the country. Look at what happened in Chile with that giant freaking earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there is crazy stuff happening. So people, you just accept it. This is the times you fucking live in. Stop crying about it.
Yeah.
And go out and get ready. Get fucking ready. The times, they are changing. They've been telling you this since the goddamn 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's here. You know, you could see it in front of your face. And those of us who are lucky enough to be able to see a little bit ahead of the normal people have been getting ready for this and have been trying to tell fucking people for the last, at least me, for the last 5 years, and some people even longer. And it's time for people to wake up. Now, something may not happen at all between now and the 28th.
Yeah, this could just be the beginning of a process.
But something happened.
Yeah.
That we didn't see.
Yeah.
Up there. Mm-hmm. Astrologically, scientifically, something happened that we didn't necessarily see because they don't hype this up for any reason. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying. Something's going on. We just have to wait and see what it is. We know what could go on. There are a million options of what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say they're trying to tell us that something is going to happen. Even the 2012 thing, something happened. It was a major shift. And anybody who was aware could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Could see how society either started to evolve or devolve. Could see the speed
up. Picked up the pace.
Picked up the fucking pace.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it, you didn't see the fucking aliens come and nothing happened. The world didn't end, but it did end.
Mm-hmm.
The age ended. And if the minds hadn't been wiped out, there would have made a second calendar for this age. But they didn't have time. They got killed.
Yeah.
The fuck? They only got time to make the age of Pisces.
Right.
I don't know who's got the calendar for the age of Aquarius, but somebody does. Probably the Illuminati, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the same, man. This shit can all be plotted out by the stars. All be plotted as above, so below, if you know what the fuck you're doing. And these guys do. They do specific events on specific dates at specific times to achieve specific results because they know how it works. You know, and I don't have all the knowledge, but I have a little bit of the knowledge because I don't want to join a fucking brotherhood to get it. You know what I mean? So I get what I can on my own. I don't need a fucking robe to dress around like Jedis and Sith and play little games in a fucking hall. I don't need that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to swear an oath to anybody. I'm a free agent, and I'll always be a fucking free agent. I have my beliefs, and that's it. I'm not swearing to any alien, but I'll talk to anyone who wants to talk to me.
Yeah.
Bottom line, I'm a free agent. I'm not going to say I disagree with some of the New World Order tenets, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I disagree that some of the society and some of the has to be culled. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I think there needs to be a purge, okay? I think we need to be of a more higher consciousness and those who aren't need to go, okay? But some of the other shit they're doing, I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do it, I don't know how. You know, I don't know how the fuck to do it. I'm not in charge of the world. You know what I mean? All I know is shit is fucked up right now.
Yeah.
And shit is fucked up right now because of society and because of the way people are being programmed and all the different, because of the Matrix. The Matrix is fucked up right now. So the best thing to do is get out of the Matrix.
Yeah. Well, I just look at, I like the fact that the latest Star Wars movie is called The Force Awakens. Hopefully that stands for a symbolism that this is
but the
time.
Force is both. People have to realize that. The Force is dark and light. So mm-hmm. The Force is the Force. Yes, the Force is awakening. Mm-hmm. You are right. Both sides of the Force are awakening.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Remember that. Which side of the Force do you choose to use? Some people, this is the thing about the Force. A lot of people are connected to the Force. Some people only know how to, like the Jedi, only know how to use the light.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sith only know how to use the dark. Well, guess what? Guess who the real smart people are.
The ones that can manipulate both.
Yeah. Right. That's what you need to learn. So, anyway, that's about what I got for today. Yeah. Hopefully you guys will be able to hear this podcast, and by the time it gets uploaded and everything, the world won't be over, but I don't think it will.
No. I'll get this one up tonight so they can see it on the day. And hopefully the rest of the week goes all right. It's like you were saying. It's like everybody who's into this is expecting something to go. Like something has to happen either, especially today. But there's always been a certain amount of conspiracy surrounding the number 23 for some reason, some symbolism. There's been many movies. There's been many books and things like that. But I will just say, like, in regards to the big thing that flipped everybody out was like this sort of doomsday concept with The Simpsons and a clock turned to 9:23. But it didn't say 9:23. 15 and 9:23 comes every year, so it was just
But also, how about the episode where the meteor actual comes filled with zombies? Did you see that? I saw the Simpsons thing predicting it with the 9:23. A whole episode of the meteor coming to hit Springfield with zombies and all.
Oh shit. No. Well, like I'm saying, the thing that gave
Simpsons is always good for that.
It is always good, but the thing is that the thing for me is that a lot of the times that they're saying that they saw like a number sequence that made it seem like something would happen on this day, it's just that it said 9/23, didn't say 15, so I was like, okay, we might be in the clear for that.
Well,
so,
even the thing they did with the 9/11 didn't say 01.
With the
Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the Matrix did.
The Matrix did, but it did.
But the Simpsons just said 9/11.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
It didn't say 9/11/01, but shit, the Matrix did. But so what? That doesn't matter. It did happen on 9/11.
Yeah.
So who knows, dude? You know, who the fuck knows? But it is part of the code. If you know the code, they always give you a hint. I did see it in the movie Event. The Simpsons did predict an asteroid hitting loaded with zombies. It wasn't an asteroid. It was a planet. Loaded with zombies. Who knows?
Yeah.
And who the fuck knows? If you guys got time, check out The Event. It's a TV series. And go find that Simpsons clip. And there's tons of clips out there that'll tell you where 923 shows up and an asteroid hitting.
It won't be hard. This is all over the internet right now.
Yeah, and it even hit mainstream news. So who knows? You know, just go do some research and you decide for yourself. But my advice has always been the same. Be fearless. Be aware and be prepared. Get your ass out there and get a month's worth of supplies in case you had to live for a month or so without power. Just go fucking do it. You can do it for under $100 if you're smart. All right. That's all I got for this week. We'll see you next week unless the world ends and we end up on the end of a freaking asteroid or whatever it is. But otherwise, truthisscary.com, The Red Pill. Check us out, blogtalkradio.com, TIS Network, Kev Rock Entertainment.
Thank you.
What else we got? Facebook, Twitter, at Truth Is Scary, Periscope. We're all over the place. We're going to be more all over the place unless we die by then. But I don't think we're going to die. See you then.
Talk to you next time.
Peace.